Blog Talk Radio.
Wealthy Sisters is on the air. Wealthy Sisters, the show that features six and seven figure earning women of color. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time as entrepreneur, author, speaker Deborah Hartnett showcases the triumphant journey of these powerful sisters. You'll be inspired, encouraged, and informed every Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-838-9278 or listen live 24 hours a day at www.wealthysisters.com. Now, our host, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters, sponsored by the Big Thinkers Academy, where we provide professional solutions for maximizing human potential. Visit us at www.bigthinkersacademy.com. Wealthy Sisters is where we celebrate the lives of six- and seven-figure earning women, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love, love, love to inspire and encourage you, the listener. And second, we must edify, promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is another fabulous Monday, November the 14th, 2011, and I hope you're as excited about your future as I am, because trust me, it is extremely bright. And you know, we are here every week at the same time. That's Mondays at 12 noon Eastern. So go and spread the word. Got a quick question. Have you all heard about the Small Business Saturday? It's been on the TV. It's all on the internet. If you haven't, you've got to understand that Small Business Saturday is a national initiative that declares a day of support to local businesses that do what? They create jobs, they boost the economy, and preserve the neighborhoods around the country. You might have heard of first the Black Friday, then the Cyber Monday. Well, now we are proud to support here at Wealthy Sisters and Big Thinkers Academy and the Professional Black Woman. We are proud to support the second annual Small Business Saturday. Last year, our founding sponsor, American Express, was able to galvanize over 1.5 million Facebook users. We are right now about to top over 2 million Facebook users, and it was over 130 small businesses, groups, and private organizations, public, government leaders all around that joined in on this initiative. So mark your calendars. This year, Small Business Saturday is November the 26th, 2011. Go to Facebook right now, facebook.com, and find Small Business Saturday. That's facebook.com/ Small Business Saturday. Well, I tell you, we are so excited about this show today. Let me tell you how excited. I'm just going to have to let James Brown tell you how excited I am about this day today. Because you know what we're doing? We're launching the book, Wealthy Direct Sales Women. And as James Brown says, it's a man's world. Yes, we know it is. Got a little girl power, shall I say, woman power. Because, like James Brown says, it would be nothing without a woman or a girl. That's right. Take it to the bank. And when I speak of bank today, these ladies that we have on our show are making much bank. See, they are in the industry of network marketing. That's right. I said it, network marketing. One of the major industries out here where people can produce residual income, and particularly for women, there is no glass ceiling and the opportunity is wide open. If you don't believe me and you're still doubting the impact that this industry is having on business across the world, just go to businessforhome.org and you will notice there the top highest pay and the money that's being made in this industry. As a matter of fact, we're proud to announce that today we have in our book and on the show one of the top three highest paid women in the entire industry. That's Miss Onyx Cole. And then we also are featuring another top producing millionaire, Miss Donna Allen. And she and I go way back to the 90s from this industry. So you know what you got to do right now. You got to call everybody, text them, tweet them, Facebook them, tell them, dial 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278. So they can tune in and listen to this show today. It will be revolutionary for their life. Also, you can always listen to this show and our other fabulous shows at WealthySistersRadio.com. That's WealthySisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, radio.com. Now, also remember to follow us on Facebook and on Twitter under Wealthy Sisters. And then also, when you tune in to the Blog Talk Network, you can also follow us there so that you can get a reminder of our show. Well, as I mentioned to you already, she is one of the top three highest paid individuals, women, shall I say, in this industry. She calls herself a baby in network marketing, but she's a businesswoman, new to the industry, only been in about 6-7 years, and she has made a huge impact. That's Miss Onyx Cole, both in the industry and for other women. She says that about 85% of all women who earn more than 100 grand a year do it in network marketing. One of the main things that I love about Onyx is she is so thrilled about the opportunity to go and impact women from all across the world. And as she says, it's nothing like going into a presentation in Malaysia and Thailand and India, and 70% of women there with all different backgrounds, but we all want the same thing, and that's the best thing for our family. So when we come back from this short break, we're going to hear from none other than first half of this hour, Miss Onyx Cole. Stay tuned after this short break.
Business leaders, are you ready to soar? Success is not defined by your wings, but by your courage to leap from the cliff's edge and fly. With Fortune 500 expertise, the Beatty Group partners with creative and motivated leaders, weaving structure and innovation for maximum business success. Visit us at thebeattygroup.com. That's T-H-E-B-A-T-I-E group.com. Or call the Beatty Group at 877-264-7699.
This segment is sponsored by WillDrake.com. That's www.WillDrake.com. The hot new suspense novel, Bad and Worse, A Tale of Men, published by Permacoast Publishing. Sometimes the only way to stop a killer is to love him. Available in stores November 2009.
Hello, we are back alive on Wealthy Sisters. Thank you to all who are tuned in. We see you there in our chat room today. Also, we want to thank you for coming on the line. They are packed out. We know how it's done in this industry. I want to welcome everyone. And once again, if you are tuned in to Wealthy Sisters, this is the launch of our series of top women in direct sales. We're promoting the new book that will be released late December, early January, Wealthy Direct Sales Women. So I'm not going to hold our first guest back from you any longer today. I want to welcome to the line Miss Onyx Cole. Hello, Onyx. How are you?
I'm great. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Got you loud and clear.
Awesome.
I know you're somewhere
you so
working. Thank you for coming on our show and being a part of our phenomenal book project that we're so proud of.
And I'm so excited to be a part of it. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, here at Wealthy Sisters, we are a little nosy. Our audience loves to get all into the background. They love to know, you know, what went into that recipe of the great product that we see today. So why don't you just start by giving us a little bit of your background, where you grew up, and how you transitioned into this phenomenal industry of network marketing.
Okay. Well, I am 45 years old. I started in network marketing 6 years ago when I was 39. I actually grew up here in South Florida, which I do live here in South Florida today. And frankly, I went kicking and screaming into this industry. The babysitter's parents actually invited me to a meeting. Though over the years, I've been invited to many, many, many network marketing meetings, and I've always said no. It was just that after the fifth invitation, the babysitter's parents changed their approach. And I recognized that if I didn't go have a look at this meeting, they were just never going to leave me alone. So I decided to go and have a look. And the product was very much in alignment for me, as it was a health product, and I'm very much into health. And the company was very much in alignment with me. And the people were very much in alignment with me. And so I knew I had a win-win-win. And then when they started drawing those circles, which I had never seen drawn before, I was like, oh, my gosh. You can't make money unless you help other people make money. And in traditional business, I think we all know that most of us, in order to get ahead, we have to climb over somebody else. And I, as a woman,
right,
don't like to do that sort of thing. So I absolutely love the fact that in network marketing, the way you make money is by helping other people succeed. So it's been six
right.
years that I've been in the industry. I am a baby in the industry. Yes, I've been able to create a very large organization, which is wonderful. I probably do it different than, you know, all those old boys out there. But I still sit at their feet. There's still so many people to learn from. Even today, I'm still learning. I'm still learning.
Right, right. And I know you have about 300,000 in your organization worldwide.
Wow. I do.
That is incredible. That is incredible. It really shows the power. And you said some great things about what you really saw was the fact that you can't make one dime unless you help someone else. Why was that important to you when you saw this opportunity?
I think that's just who I am as a person, and I think that many women are built this way, and the reason that I suspect that a lot of women are built this way is because of the wild success that women have in network marketing. I think intuitively we are givers. You know, there's a reason why we're the mothers. There's a reason why we carry the babies for 9 months. You know, there's a reason all this goes on, and I think the ability for us to succeed, but in order for us to succeed, we help somebody else succeed. It just is so in line with who we are as women. On top of that, in network marketing, they pay you to talk. I never met a woman who doesn't love to talk. Never.
They pay you to talk. So can you break down the concept, you know, for those who might just be tuning in? And, you know, there are some that might be a little skeptic and a little curious, but let's face it, today's economy, the whole shift from where we've been trained to go to school, to get that good job, to work, you know, to the end, they're retired. Those days are gone. And people are actually taking a little bit of a closer look at what's happening in this industry. So can you tell us some of those principles as to why, you know, outside of that we're getting paid to talk, but can you just break down the simplicity of how money is actually generated in the industry of network marketing?
Well, I think for me, the biggest reason to build a network marketing business is to create residual income. Now, some women know what this means and some don't. And for me, the way I look at it is residual income is doing the work once and being paid
right.
over and over and over again for the same work. Now,
right.
if you create a residual income business, whether that's a network marketing or something else, the advantage to you is that whether you're working or not, you're going to get paid. And so
right.
for me, I really, really love this in network marketing. Now, not all network marketing companies have a residual income component. You know, some of them, you do parties and you get paid based on the work that you do. And if you take next week off, you're not going to get paid next week. But many, many, many network marketing companies these days have a residual component. And what that would look like, ladies, is an auto ship program. So for me, you want to find a company that you're in alignment with, and you want to find a company that has an auto ship program. I also think it's important to find a consumable product. In other words, you want to find something that people are going to use up, enjoy, that's going to make a difference in their lives, that they can then, they're going to want to reorder again, hence the auto ship. And so, you know, you have to, all of us women, we are emotional. I mean, I'm a very, very emotional woman. I think it's part of what's carried me. It's one of my greatest attributes, and it's one of my biggest disadvantages. But what I try and do is I try to step back and take breath and have a look at what I'm looking at in terms of the business opportunity. Does this fit into these functions? Not just am I excited about the product, or not just am I excited about the friend who brought me to this meeting. You have to sit back and you have to look. You have to consider, is this company right? Is this just for women, or is this going to be a product that men and women can take? There's all kinds of questions that you can ask yourself. And one of the other things that I always say to people to do when you're looking at companies is you want to find a company where there are other people making money, big money. And if it's just one, it's probably going to be more of a difficult company. I like a company where there are many people making big money because that means what's possible for you.
And when we look at the international development of what's happening, like with your organization and what takes place in this industry, it's one of the ways that you can, quicker ways that you can actually go global. And we realize what in Asia, I know that's like one of the top, countries for network marketing. What's your experience, since I know you have organizations in Malaysia and Thailand and India? Tell us what that experience is like.
I have a mass international market, there is no question. And there is another shift that's going on really since I joined network marketing. So when I started, I don't even think there was Facebook. Even it was 6 years ago. Maybe there was, but nobody was talking about it. I personally only joined Facebook a year ago. And the reason that I joined was because everybody kept asking me, Onyx, how can we use social media build? How can we use social media build? And I was like, I have to figure this out so that I'm able to explain. Well, one of the advantages with all this social media is there's ability to connect to people either from Facebook or from LinkedIn who you don't actually know. You're able to find people in other countries. The disadvantage to building internationally is that you have to have a leader that knows what they're doing. Because whenever you sponsor somebody, and I don't care if that's in the next town in the United States or if it's in across the country in the United States, if you sponsor them, you are responsible for them, which means you go to work for them. And so you don't want to sponsor somebody that you can't help succeed. It's not fair to them. So if you're going to take on somebody internationally or across the country, you want to be sure that you can support them in whatever way your company requires in order to help them to succeed. So obviously, if you have somebody with some industry experience, it's going to be easier. Now, the advantage in Asia is there are lots of Asians. They live very, very close together. For instance, in one city in Seoul, Korea, there are, I think it's 40 million people in Seoul. And within 6 hours, there are 60 million people. So if you start thinking about that in your mind, you're like, oh, my gosh. So consequently, it's very easy to get an apartment complex. And these are very big complexes with lots of people, and you could have the whole apartment complex talking about your product. Asians are also very natural network marketers. India, there's 1.3 billion, that's a B, people that live in India. The Indians are some of the best salespeople that are walking on this planet, and many Asians have done network marketing before. Us Americans, in some ways, we're ahead of the game, and in some ways, we're behind the game. And I find in my company, like me, I'm a newbie to network marketing. In my company, 50% of the Americans have never done network marketing before. In Asia, that number is a lot different. It looks more like 80% have done network marketing before. So there's a difference there in terms of an understanding of the business model that's already there. But I always suggest to people, master your skill locally first. Once you've mastered the skill locally, then if you want to go out of state or across the country or out of the country, your chances of succeeding greatly improve. If I started out as a brand new person and tried to sponsor somebody in India, the odds of me being able to make them successful would be very, very small. I'd rather that you master the skill locally and then move from there.
That makes sense. That makes sense. You know, get your footing right, get your system set up, because people are the same wherever you go. You know, a lot of times when I was traveling, I hear people say, well, you don't know the people here. I was like, you know what, everywhere I go, I see the same person. I can label, okay, this is a Terry, this is a Tanya. I know, oh, that's the same person, just a different name. So if you're, like you're saying, you need to have that system in place before you go abroad. That's great advice. Great advice. Love it. Now, let me ask you, too, coming from a business background, because I just like to really say this. Although you say you are a newbie in this industry, you're not new to business. So a lot of times when we have different businesses that we've tried or just different things in life, people lose faith or they have one mistake or something else doesn't work and then they just quit. But you are a true example of, you know, living that path, having businesses, and now, you know, you've had that and been able to come into this industry and do so well. How did your background play into what you're doing today?
Well, I think that I'm not a newbie in business, and I'm also not a newbie in personal development. So, I would say, did I go fast? Yeah, I went fast. That's because that I have been working on myself for 20 years. And I know that whatever happens in my business, I'm responsible for, me. If my business goes up, it's not because of the company, it's not because of the product, it's not because of the compensation plan, it's not because of the system. If my business goes up, it's directly because of me. And alternatively, if my business goes down, it's not because of the company or the system or the product or the comp plan, it's because of me. So whatever direction my business is going, I wear full responsibility for that. Now, in terms of the business aspect, look, all of us have probably bought and sold a house, you know, in our lifetime. And I would bet 95% of us have had some kind of a bad experience. I would say that it doesn't stop you from never buying a house again. It gives you a lesson on what you want to learn and what you don't want to do again. Listen, at this stage, I am still making mistakes. Thank God.
Yeah.
The difference is when I make a mistake, I'm willing to learn from the mistake and choose not to do it again. That doesn't mean I say, no, I'm not going to have anything to do with network marketing. I have a black diamond in my business from Australia who was a perfect stranger when I signed her up in this business. And she said to me many, many years ago, she was with another company when she was young, when she was 18. I signed her up when she was maybe 35, 30, 38. And she says to me now, because she's one of the top 50 people in my company, and she says to me now, it's funny. I realize now that what I did when I was 18, while I never made any money, I was there to start to learn the business model. So she didn't shut down the possibility. It just didn't work at that particular time at that company for her. But she still walked away with that education. That's the difference.
That's the difference. So it doesn't, just because one bad experience happens, it doesn't refute or say that even like for the industry, something is wrong with the industry. Because a lot of times I know you'll have people that go through that whole thing of I hate rejection. That's to me what it really is. Nobody really wants to be told no. And we know that this industry is one of the best ways to make you tenacious. To have that type of tenacity or tenacious that you need to be in life, period.
Let me talk to two things. First of all, remember those Asians that I said 80% have done network marketing? That same 80% of people will tell you that in the last eight companies they've been in, something has happened with the company. So if you think that the Asians haven't been willing to get up and do it again, they absolutely have. Now, I will tell you the shift that I made inside of myself because, hey, I'm a mom. You know, I'm a single mom of three girls. When I started out, I was bad. I didn't like the no's. Who does? You're so excited. You want everybody to say yes. You're looking at them going, are you stupid? Did you not just hear what I said? I just offered you a chance to make $1 million and be healthier, and you're saying no to me? And, I mean, I would look at them like, you guys got eight eyes. There's something wrong with you. And what I figured out is I am my own meaning-making machine. Each and every one of us is our own meaning-making machine. And you decide the meanings that you place on anything that goes on in your life. Your spouse yells at you. Your daughter does this. You're late for the gym class. Everything that goes on in your life, you create a meaning. When somebody says no to me, you can create a meaning. It's your choice that says, I failed, I'm awful, I'm never going to be a success in this business. You can absolutely create a meaning like that. A lot of people teach, you know, create a meaning, who cares, so what, next. Or, great, I'm one step closer to my yes. You know what I do? I actually shifted this whole thing for me because my goal is not to sign them up in the business. My goal is to practice opening my heart and connecting with them. And if I connect with them, they will want to be in my business. It's a byproduct of my goal. So my goal is simply to learn to open my heart and connect with others. So then it doesn't matter if they say yes to your business, if they say no to your business. It's totally irrelevant because what you're actually doing is practicing connecting with people. And the thing, the single thing that everybody walking on this planet wants is a chance to connect. More than the chance to make $1 million, more than the fabulous product that's going to change your life that your company's offering. And there's some wonderful products out there. The chance to connect to somebody else who believes in them. The chance to be a part of something bigger than themselves. We all hunger for that, including me. Every single one of us hungers for that. So I just practice connecting with people heart to heart. And if they want to have a piece of the business that I'm involved in, terrific. And if they don't, who cares? I've just had a chance to practice connecting with somebody.
That is beautiful. You know, because we understand that not in just this business, but in all industries, in all business, it's always about relationships. So just because someone, you know, says no to you right now, that doesn't mean that they're not interested, or it doesn't mean that you won't sign them or have them a part of your business later down the road. Have you seen that to be true as well?
Over and over and over again. And Facebook, ladies, is a great way to do this. So one of the things that I suggest to people is when you meet somebody, it might be somebody cold that you meet, that brand new person, like that black diamond I met that ended up being a black diamond in my business. I mean, she wasn't a black diamond when I met her. She became a black diamond. But I met her at a networking event, at a Kiyosaki event. You might meet them in the gas station, or you might meet them in the grocery store line. And you can. My goal when I do that is simply to exchange business cards. My goal is not to talk with them about my company. My goal is not to sign them up in my business. It is to exchange business cards. And even if my business card has my company on it, I give them the card. If they ask me about my company, I still don't tell them. I say, you know what, I'll talk to you about that later. And I leave, because I leave them wanting more. Then what I do is I connect with them on Facebook, and I still don't talk directly to them about my company. But you will see my company will show up, as all of ours do, periodically on my Facebook. Now, my Facebook, I talk about lots of different things, but I have taught this skill over and over again. And what happens is people start reading about the fact that people are going on free trips and people are losing weight, or people have this great, great new skin, or people have whatever's going on at your company. And they're like, what is this? What's going on? And they will ask you about it. So now, simply by choosing to connect with this person, they're now asking you about your product or your company.
Well, you have said it. I mean, for those of you all who just tuned in, we are celebrating the release, which will be late December, early January, of our book, Wealthy Direct Sales Women. And you can go to BigThinkersAcademy.com, and you'll find all the information there on the book as well. And we're speaking right now to one of the top highest paid, top three in the whole industry, Miss Onyx Cole, who is just a fabulous, fabulous leader. She has over 300,000 members in her organization and global. I mean, just in a short period of time there, 6 years. So we are just so thrilled to have you on the show today, Onyx. What would you like to leave our guests with today? Any final thoughts you'd like to share with them?
I think the last thing that I'd like you to do, if I could encourage each of you, it is to allow yourself permission to read a book, listen to a CD, or watch a funny movie every single day for the next 30 days. And if you do that, your life will shift.
And what kind of book? What kind of book are you recommending for them to read?
It doesn't matter to me whether you read network marketing books, books about relationships, books about your kids. I want you to become an expert at something. When you become an expert at something, people look at you as an expert and they want to learn more about other things that you know about. And the last thing I'd say, if you guys want to connect with me on Facebook, feel free to find me on Facebook. I'd love to connect and get to know every one of you. I'm here for the industry. I'm here to lift you all up and see you become the best you that you can be.
That's beautiful. And that's at Onyx Cole Presents.
Thank you so much.
On Facebook, and they can inbox you as well as Onyx Cole, C-O-A-L-E, as well on Facebook. And you can find her information on BigThinkersAcademy.com under the Wealthy Direct Sales Women book as well. Well, we are just thrilled
Thank
to have you.
So
if you have time to hang on, you can. We're going to go next to our other phenomenal guest, Miss Donna Allen, after we take this short commercial break. Thank you for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters.
Three women are murdered every day. Around the world, at least one in three women has been or will be abused in her lifetime. It's time to change these statistics. Join Saving Promise, a national grassroots movement that's bringing about real change. Visit www.savingpromise.org to join our One Voice campaign and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Text My Promise to 20222 to make a $5 donation. We need your voice. Together we can live, thrive, and be free of domestic violence.
Would you like to reach quality professionals? Expose your product and services to thousands on a monthly basis? Advertise with the Wealthy Sisters Media Group. Our packages include both on-air and website banner placement. Call our offices today at 1-800-917-9435, extension 803. Or visit our website at www.wealthysisters.com. to begin building your brand today.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Deborah Hartnett live on Wealthy Sisters. We're so thrilled to have everybody on the line today. See you in the chat room. Welcome, welcome. Also, our lines are packed out. We know some people might have to call back in. We're so excited to have you. You can always listen to us at Wealthy Sisters Radio. That's Wealthy Sisters, S-I-S-T-A-S, radio.com. Well, I am just thrilled to introduce our next guest, who we actually go way back to the 90s. I'm not sure if that was her first company. It wasn't mine, but I tell you, just to see the success that this woman has had in the industry has just been incredible. And I love the story she tells, how when she was 8 years old from Bougaloosa, Louisiana, she said in her mind that she was going to be a millionaire. And I tell you, you have what you say, because she's been able to accomplish that today several times over. So I want to bring to the air now and introduce to you all none other than Miss Donna Allen. Hello, Donna.
Hello, Miss Deborah. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. We got you loud and clear. Welcome
Great.
To Wealthy Sisters.
Thank you for having me on Wealthy Sisters. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, yes, and we are thrilled to have you in the book. I mean, like I said, we go way back, and it's nothing like having family that you know that have been able to accomplish some great things. You've been a leader and just set standards in the industry, so we're just thrilled to be able to work with you again.
Thank you so much, Ms. Deborah. I appreciate you so much for all that you're doing and putting all this together. I've admired you for so many years, and just to be on the platform is very, very, very impressive for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I appreciate that. You know, we talked about this long, long time ago, this vision that I had to be able to see women be able to come together from all companies and all across the industry just to share and have input and really to inspire not just the women, because we have some phenomenal brothers that listen to our show, and you know we don't want to discount them, because nuggets of wisdom are not gender specific. They're, you know, for anyone. So, but it's just been a long time coming, so I'm really excited about this project and having you on the show today.
Thank you.
Yeah, so tell us, you know, give us a little bit more about your background. I mean, you've always been so humble in telling and sharing your story, and just, you know, how you got started and what made someone like you to work in corporate America the length that you did come into this industry, and we'll share other stories from there.
Well, I really didn't even understand the industry years ago, and when I was going into the prime of my career as an accountant, I actually was introduced several times to becoming a member of this industry as a salesperson. Didn't want to do that, always turned them down, always said things like, that's not for me, that's for people like, you know, you and whoever that type of person was. It was just not me, and I was pretty negative. Because I just didn't have the understanding. And I was going into my ninth year with my company, got transferred from California to Atlanta, and I ran across a group of people again who were doing the same thing, and I was disgusted by this time with my career. I wanted more than I was getting. I was being downsized in pay but upgraded in responsibility, and that disgusted me. And I was invited out in 1995 to a meeting that was full of people who looked like me, who wanted what I wanted. They were in the industry that I had been approached by, that I had been negative with, and I didn't understand it, but I looked at it from a different point of view at this point. And 20 years prior to that month, which was August of 1995, I was in the eighth grade when I wrote that paper that I want to be a millionaire. My teacher said to me, don't ever let me hear you say that again. When I walked into that room in August of 1995, which was 20 years to that date, I ran across a vision that 20 years ago I remember that I had, and I said that day, this will be the vehicle that will allow me to accomplish that eighth grade dream, and I'm going to work hard, I'm going to learn it, I'm going to become a student. And that's when I made that soul difference as far as changed my mindset. It just totally changed the way I felt, the way I thought, and I became a student, and the rest was history after that.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Your teacher actually told you never say that again. Never
yes.
let her hear you say that again.
Absolutely. She said,
wow.
Not a profession, because becoming a millionaire is not a profession. Find out what you want to do with your life. Come back into the front of this class again and tell us what you want to be and who you want to be, but don't ever let me hear you say that again. And for 20 years, I mean, I suppressed the idea because I looked at my family and I looked at people around me, and they didn't have millions of dollars. I only saw it on TV, and I said, I know I'm not going to be on TV, so maybe she's right. Maybe she's absolutely right. I shouldn't even wish for that, and let me just put that out of my mind. And that's why I became an accountant. I wanted to get close enough to numbers where I could figure out how to make money.
Okay.
That was my reason for going into accounting field.
Okay. And so you did. You got real close to the numbers. When you
yes.
walked into that room, say, in Atlanta, was that to Cobb County, to be exact, huh?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. You know
those
exactly where I was.
Days.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Oh, things have truly changed in the industry since then. And I know with your experience, it's been, what, 20 plus years now, we can say. Tell us, you know, what was the journey like, you know, the process for you, and when you were able to, you know, be able to accomplish some of the goals you'd set out to accomplish?
Well, the journey itself was, I had a lot of fun. I met a lot of people. It actually allowed me to be who I wanted to be, and that was a given person. And I realized early on in my years that, you know, everybody has a special gift. Everybody has a special talent. And I didn't understand that giving was a gift. I thought it was something that everybody did. And so I wanted to have more of what I did receive so that I could give more. The journey itself, it wasn't filled with, you know, just all fun and games, even though I had a lot of fun. I met a lot of good people. I traveled the world. But there were a lot of obstacles and roadblocks and setbacks. And, you know, it was understanding until I really found the power in understanding people and how they think and why do they think sometimes the way they do, and became a student of just the industry in general, the journey became a lot easier because now it was about connecting with people who had the same type of mindset, who wanted some of the similar things, who were not afraid to go after it and remove themselves from that comfort zone that we all were so used to. When I figured out that everyone that wanted more just didn't have the vehicle to get what they wanted, those are the type of people that I started to align myself with as far as my business partners were concerned. I didn't so much look for people who already had everything, who already knew what to do, or who had the resources, who had the money. Because I came from one of my toughest times out of a situation where at one point in my life I had $313 in my bank account. This is after making a lot of money and going through a trying time. And I looked at my situation and I said, I have a vehicle. Why am I not taking full advantage of it? And that day, with that $313 in my pocket, it was as if a new light bulb went off, and it was as if God was saying to me, I have brought you the vehicle to get everything you want out of your life. Why are you not taking advantage of it? And if you don't take advantage of it now, I will take it away from you, and I'm not bringing it back. So I operated now out of a fear that it was going to be taken from me and that I would not be able to operate in it. And that's why I'm so passionate today about those who want more but don't have the resources, don't have the know-how, don't have the people who connect with them. That's where my passion lies in this industry, is with those type of people, to show them that if it could happen for the least of us, and I considered myself at that point the least of us, it could happen for anybody as long as you had a will to win. You had to have that will.
Got to have that will. It, you know, it's interesting when you come across people in life, period. And, you know, we're just, of course, we're talking today with Donna Allen. We just finished with Ms. Onyx Cole, and we're talking about top women in the direct sales industry. But like we said, nuggets of wisdom, they transcend. It's not unique to any particular industry or gender. But when we talk about coming across people and and their desires and their wants and their motivation. You know, one of the things I know I've always had people to say, well, how do you stay motivated? How can you motivate me? What is your response when you get those type of questions?
How to stay motivated and how can I motivate
yeah.
them personally?
Mm-hmm.
My
mm-hmm.
response to that is going back to that will and understanding
mm-hmm.
that what they're going through at whatever time in their life they're going through those situations and whatever it is that's causing them to feel like they want to give up, they want to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people believe that when they do get to points where they have setbacks and challenges and things are not going like they want it to go, they're not building or growing as fast as they see others, they take that as a sign that I'm not supposed to be here. I take that as a sign it's just the opposite. So
mm-hmm.
what I would say to the person that says that to me, how do you keep going, is because I understand that what I'm going through is a lesson that I'm learning in all of this. It's all for a reason, because I will get to
mm-hmm.
a point in my life at some point that somebody's going to go through what I'm going through, and how can you tell someone how to get through something that you probably have never gone through? And experience
mm-hmm.
to me, when people ask me those type of questions, it all goes back to everything that I go through is for a purpose. Just like life, I look at life, that all the things that we end up with, that we have, that we actually give up on sometimes, we do all of that and we look back and sometimes we have regrets. I don't ever want to have a regret over the things that I can control. And so when people say, how do you keep going? Because I don't want to look back and have a regret, because I can control this moment. I can keep going or I can walk away. And the moment that you walk away and abort your destiny is the very moment that you don't know if that was it that was going to cause
mm-hmm.
your breakthrough. So, again,
mm-hmm.
operating out of a fear that maybe this is my point in time. And the reason why I know that to be so true is because there are so many people that have come back to me and say, you know what, I'm so glad I listened. I'm so glad I didn't quit, because right around the corner, as you stated, was my breakthrough. And if I had quit at that moment, and if I had given up like I wanted to, and thank you for not letting me give up, I would never experience that. So it's almost like, how do you know when your moment comes? How do you know that when you're giving up at the wrong time? I believe that every time we give up, it's the wrong time. So there are too many people that have had success that went through trying times, went through obstacles and setbacks and roadblocks that made it through. So we're no different. We just got to keep going. Get connected with the people who are going where you want to go, or at least in the same direction, because they help you to stay focused. They help you to stay there until you win. And if you give up, you can't. The only way you can lose is if you quit. You really can. So I don't believe that signs are given to us to say we're not supposed to be here when you have challenging times. I believe it's all part of it.
Yeah, I think that is one of the biggest excuses that people make, and they don't know. We've been conditioned to say things, and like you said, this reprogramming yourself. Matter of fact, I'm so excited. Next week we have on our show Yvonne Oswald, who's the author of Every Word Has Power. She talks
mm-hmm.
about that reconditioning your mind and your thinking and your words. And a lot of times we do just focus on those short things where, oh, this didn't happen, so it must not be in the will. We want to blame the devil. Then we
want
to say, you know, that this is, you know, it's not, you know, God doesn't want me to be here, but it's just life. That's what it is. But I think I understand this, and I'm going to ask you to kind of elaborate on it more, as you have already, that in the biggest thing in this industry that I've learned is it's a numbers game, like anything. If you want to sell something, you see major advertisers run commercials on radio shows, they run commercials on televisions. Now we have the internet, magazines, they're running those commercials, print ads. You may not buy that product, but somebody else will. It's a numbers. So if they reach 2 million people out of that 2 million, they want to get a target 200,000
mm-hmm.
or 100,000. So in that same thinking, with this industry, the more people you talk to, like Onyx said and you mentioned, the more no's you get, does that make a key difference in who has success in this industry?
I look at this industry, when you talk about numbers, Deborah, from two perspectives. The first perspective is I look at it as far as a customer base. And quite naturally, to get a huge customer base, it is solely about numbers because it is about who will use your product, who will connect with your product, who will maybe continue to use it on an auto-ship basis. But then I look at numbers from a different perspective as far as business builders and people who will connect with this industry as a true business and treat it like a business. Of course, I believe numbers are important there, but I believe more importantly what causes someone to not connect with you in this industry but to stay in this industry until they have that success is find out what their ultimate goal is, because there are a lot of people who associate network marketing, direct sales with just what it's called, just, oh, I'm coming to a company to sell something. I look at it from a business standpoint is it's a course. It's a development course. It's a teaching platform, because whatever someone wants to get out of their life, and that's what my purpose is when I connect with people that I personally sponsor, I want to know, do you have business savvy? Do you want to do something ultimately with your life that has something to do with business other than work a job, 9-to-5? Have you ever thought about becoming an entrepreneur? Do you believe in multiple streams of income? And if they answer yes to those questions, then I talk about this industry and the company that I'm current with that be used for them to give them that what I would call compensation plan with a development course all tied into one, where they don't have to worry about overhead and infrastructure and payroll and inventory, but use it as a platform to learn. So when we connect with people that really ultimately want to do something with their life outside of just working a 9-to-5, retiring after 25, 30 years, which those days are gone, the retirement days are gone, so it's almost like you have to have some type of business that you can rely on for your future revenue, bringing multiple streams of income into your household. So when I look at it from that standpoint, when you connect with people that ultimately really want to do something outside of what this company is about that they may be currently working with, use it as a learning platform to give you the guidance, to give you the teaching that you need to really become a true business person. Because even as simple as getting a customer, if you have a business that you want to start years from now, how do you get a customer? What do you say? How do you connect with even business partners? And I believe that this is an industry that if they knew the power behind network marketing, that it was used, that they could use everything that they learned to further build their personal brand or build the business that they ultimately want to build, then they will actually connect with us, not just in a temporary way. Because I've seen people, especially lately over the last several years, go from company to company to company. And, yeah, it's okay to do that if something with the company is going wrong. If the company is saying, okay, we're changing things and things that used to be are not anymore, or if the company goes out of business. But if you just get tired and you get bored and you just want to go to another company, there's something wrong with that picture, because they're all pretty much the same. You still have to gather customers. You still got to go through the numbers. You still have to, you know, do the simple things that it takes to get to the top of any company that you're with. The basics never, ever change. We don't have to look for the easy way out, because life is not easy. Just learn where you are and create a strategy that's going to work for you personally, but go ahead and connect with people. Numbers are very, very important, and now I'll end that question with this. I've actually been asked the question several times when I would actually go out with, you know, different team members, or we would end up going to dinner. And the question I get is, Donna, why don't you ever recruit people or approach people or give them your card when we're out and about? And I answer that all the time this one way. I personally do not want the person that I'm connecting with to feel like I'm building my business. When I connect with an individual that I want to build a business with, I want them to feel and understand that I'm connecting with them to help them to accomplish what they need to accomplish. Yeah, I'll get what I'm going to get in return. Ultimately, you don't want to do anything that doesn't personally benefit you, of course. But I want to connect with people so they can see and understand that, yeah, I'm in an industry that requires building of the business, enrolling individuals, getting customers. But at the end of the day, I want everyone that I personally connect with, that I personally enroll, to understand how to connect with people on a personal basis, make it a little bit more personal, and then at the same time teach them how to connect with people. And I believe that that's where retention lies. I believe retention is more important than someone coming into your company today, next month they're gone because they just did not get substance, they didn't get what they needed to move forward. So numbers are exactly what we say. They're very important, but I just look at it from a different perspective.
And that shows, you know, why you've been able to have so much success in the industry, because people, you know, I've noticed in the companies we've been in together, I notice, you know, how people connect with you. And even with family challenges that you've had, I mean, your organization never stops. It always seems to grow,
right,
you know,
right,
even during those times. And that, you know, that really says a lot about how people respect and see you as a leader. Now, some of the perks in this industry we know are trips. You know, you're traveling. I love the way one of our business partners used to say, you know, anytime you know it's a trip is when you're paying for it, because you're tripping about how much everything costs.
Right.
But a vacation is when somebody else pays for it. So vacations, you've been all over the world. When the last time you paid a car note?
Oh, my goodness. I can't even remember. I really,
yeah,
really.
Tell us what you're driving now. I know you got a couple of awards from that, huh?
Yeah, I'm actually just picked up a brand-new 750 Li black BMW, which is actually one of the perks with the company that I'm with now. My goal is to get as many team members as I possibly can driving, even if they don't want the car, you know, at least qualifying for the car, so that, you know, we actually have so much success going on that people can't deny that this industry definitely is not what the average person who don't understand it believes that it is. And you're right, vacations are vacations when you don't pay for it. When you pay for it, it is truly a trip. And I remember at one point, it was so many vacations that I was turning them down. I'm just tired of going right now. And we're starting to give them away to the team, you know. You say, you turned down a vacation? Yes. And that is a perk of actually doing what it takes in the industry, you know, to get to the top. And I just want to talk on that for 30 seconds about, you know, getting to the top. And I appreciate the top of the company, and where you look at companies that have a lot of growth, where people are definitely at the top of it. I actually, Onyx said something so key about that. You don't want to join a company or be proud to be with a company where you only have one person that they always talk about. And that's what I really appreciate about the industry, especially companies who understand the power of numbers. Of course, you always want to look at companies who have growth, where your growth is so phenomenal that you understand the power of how many people have hit the top of that plan. But I look at the fact that how many people at the bottom, which we consider the bottom, is having enough success that they have more revenue coming into their home than what leaves their home. They have a lot more of what's coming into their bank account than what's going out for their auto ship, because that's where retention comes from. And if you don't have a core bottom, a core middle, there is no top. And so when every time I got recognized for any position or hit a position, I always say, it's not my position. I'm here because there were so many people that was at that level that caused me to be here. It's for them and not for me. I just love the fact that you can look at a company and look at how many is being retained versus how many comes, how many goes. I focus a lot on retention. And no one is going to be in a company where they're not making money and they feel like they're feeding your income. And that's exactly, you know, what it's about, you know, for me. I'm so excited about that. So I'm excited about everything, especially what you're doing, Deborah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, if you've just tuned in, please give out your information. We were speaking to Donna Allen. She's actually one of the features in our new book, Wealthy Direct Sales Women, which will be released late December, early January. And you can go to bigthinkersacademy.com and click on the Wealthy Women there. You will see the book and be able to go directly to Donna's page to purchase the book from her as well, and also from our guest earlier, Ms. Onyx Cole. Donna, give out your contact information so everyone that wants to get connected with you can do so.
Yeah, my website, you actually can catch me on Facebook under Donna Allen. I also have a fan page that's actually under Donna Allen as well. My website, DonnaPAllen.com, and also you can connect with me through my number, 1-800-782-0117.
All right. Well, Donna, thank you so much.
Okay.
Continued success to you, my sister.
All right.
You all, once again, thank you for tuning in. We have the remaining of our show with our special Wealthy Sister Spotlight, and our special guest on that is Miss Teresa Cloud Eagle Nelson. You can go to WealthySistersRadio.com and learn more about if you'd like to have your business featured as our spotlight. Miss Teresa Cloud Eagle Nelson is a speaker. She's a spiritual life coach, and what I love about her, she is a powerful aromatherapist. But here you're going to learn more about what she's doing and the art of aromatherapy.
The practitioner with numerous, and I wanted something in my holistic practice to have for my clients to take home with them so that they could continue their therapy once they were out of my presence. And so Divine Essentials was birthed in that manner after taking, you know, my first class on the way to certification at the Ayurveda Center for Well-Being.
I see. I see. Now, I hear about aromatherapy all the time and some of the medicinal principles or properties that it, or benefits, shall I say, that it has. But could you elaborate more on what exactly aromatherapy is?
Yes, aromatherapy is actually the blending and the use of essential oils, which are plant-based. They are exudates, they are from the root, they are from the flower, they are from the branches of a particular plant. And the makeup of those plants is what gives it the healing qualities that they have. For instance, if you look at the sandalwood, that comes from trees, and mm-hmm. that's why it's expensive, too, because those trees take a long time to grow. But mm-hmm. the essence from the sandalwood tree is what's in the sandalwood essential oil. And mm-hmm. so because it's grounding and it helps you to, you know, maintain a more even keel and demeanor, then those qualities is found in that plant itself. And so when you're making the blend, that transfers into the aromatherapy blend when it becomes mixed with whether it's a carrier oil such as jojoba ester or sweet almond oil, or if you make it into a body butter using shea butter and all the components that go to it. That's when it becomes the aromatherapy for the benefit and healing of the person.
Wow. Now, your company, Divine Essentials, tell us, you know, what is the purpose of your organization?
The purpose of the organizations, I must backtrack. It's not just Divine Essentials, but it's also Teresa Cloud Eagle, because I do coaching and mm-hmm. Speaking under that name, but our purpose of the entire organization is founded upon the holistic approach to life, and you know, that meaning the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of the total person that we supply services for. Those aspects, like I said before, are essential to a root healing, if you will. It enables you to get to the root cause of the imbalance that a person may be facing, and so that they can realize a total healing. And we really work with that person to bring that out in themselves, because we are all innate healers. We have that capability. We just become disconnected with the fact that we have those powers within us. So as we focus on, you know, the root issues, then we can get to the spiritual aspect, which helps to bring about the total healing for that person.
Now, what do you think All right. Well, you have just heard from our Wealthy Sister Spotlight, Miss Teresa Cloud Eagle Nelson. Tune in next week. You'll be able to catch the remaining of her interview next week and the following week. She is located at www.divine-essentials.com, or you can find her at www.teresacloudeagle.com. Well, I tell you, this has been a powerful show. Thank you to all who've tuned in today. Again, you can find our new book, Wealthy Direct Sales Women, at bigthinkersacademy.com. Tune in next week, where our very special guest will be none other than the phenomenal author, Miss Yvonne Oswald. She's the author of Every Word Has Power. You do not want to miss that show. You want to be present. And she would tell me the best way to say that is to say be present instead of using the negative there. So you want to be present on that show next week. So once again, thank you, and wishing each and every one of you the best of everything great.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters, brought to you by the Professional Black Woman, turning your concepts into cash. Join Deborah Hartnett, our host, next week as she interviews another powerful, progressive, and positive sister, and visit us on the web at www.wealthysisters.com. That's www.wealthysisters.com.